Hello and welcome to Core Finance and our morning programme with Matt Brown, our financial editor. Matt, great to have you with us.
Yeah, great to be here.
So, what are we going to talk about this morning?
Well, let's have a look at the headlines. Starting off, we've had UK inflation data out this morning. 3.1% year on year, expected to be 3%, so a stronger number. But the key thing to look out for, it's the core inflation. And this is what the Bank of England really look at.
They
so excluding food, energy, etc.
Anything that goes up in price.
Actually, exactly. Yeah. It's the volatile, the fluctuations that you see from month to month, stuck at 2.7% for the past 4 months. So what does that mean for Mr. Carney?
Another letter, isn't it?
Be going and buying stamps to send the letters, or because inflation, obviously he can lock in the price of the stamps themselves. Good for the UK economy. I mean, we've got further data out this week. We're looking at retail sales and wage growth. Wage growth is expected to push higher. So if we get that trio all working in line, the UK, it's not going great guns, but it's good to see pushing higher. But real wages, we'd like to see those a little bit higher. The pound had a little bit of a bump on the back of that. And that moves us on to, UK looking for the same trade deal with the EU. This is Liam Fox, a staunch Brexiteer, and he's got the ear of the likes of Boris Johnson, etc.
And is he lucky, Liam? This is the question.
We'll wait and see how it pans out for him. But he's come out and said the UK would like a similar trading deal or trading relationship with the EU as it currently has, and certainly that would help with the transitional period. Is he going to get that? Are we going to get that? I very much doubt it. I mean, from the EU's point of view, it's the UK trying to have their cake and eat it at the same time and not pay a penalty for stealing the cake. We've got so many metaphors, but the long and short of it is I think the EU will punish the UK in some shape or form, and I think that will come in the shape of trade deals not being as favourable as they are now.
And taking an awfully long time.
Yes, very much so.
So FTSE one to watch. We've got Morrisons. I've been drinking some of their Christmas wine, and I have to say, very good.
Well, hopefully not pre-show.
Indeed.
Yes, I mean, Morrisons, look, the stock's trading down about 3% today. The reason being Kantar, who monitor all the UK supermarkets and their sales growth, have basically said for the past 12 weeks, sales at, more importantly, Aldi and Lidl have increased by 15%. Now, Morrison's obviously in slight competition at that end of the supermarket range, have dropped on the back of it. And as we see, and it's a continuing story, the likes of the low-cut supermarkets, Aldi and Lidl, are gaining market share. Positive, though, Tesco seem to be doing quite well over the past 12 weeks. So good luck to them, but not a good day in the office for Morrisons, unfortunately.
No, they're sort of squeezed on all sides.
Exactly, especially when inflation, which we've already talked about.
Yeah, indeed. And at the AIM one to watch, we've got Young's.
Yes, Young's the brewer, and I believe they're landlord to quite a few pubs as well. Some positive news, JP Morgan have looked at the stock and moved it from neutral to overweight, price target going from £13.50 up to £15, currently trading at £13.70. So good news for Young's and Young's shareholders. They will be drinking to that broken oak from JP Morgan.
Indeed they will. So moving on to the pound, where are we now?
Yeah, well, the pound, a little bit of an uplift from the UK inflation data. We had a bit of a sell-off after the bump that we saw from the Theresa May and the Brexit deal being negotiated last Friday. Currently trading around 133.30. We may get a bit of a push this week, but a lot of that is dependent on US data out as well. We have Fed meeting on Wednesday, and I've already alluded to the other UK data. If we see some positives there and a bit of a dovish statement from the Fed on Wednesday evening, we could see the pound edge up above 134. I think 135 is a bit of a stretch for it at the moment.
That combination of that and the Trump tax cut.
Yes.
It reminds me of the Reagan era when they had the big tax cut and the dollar went down and down and down. So it may
we
be
could
more
be there
dollar
again.
Weakness rather than pound strength.
I think so for 2018. I think
indeed.
You're right.
So let's have a look at those broker updates. What have we got?
Well, British Land have, it's a new recommendation from Barclays. They've gone with an overweight stance, target price of £7 on British Land. They've actually written a note on with the likes of Land Security, Segro, Hammerson. British Land is the top pick here. Also, we're looking at consolidation in that space between Hammerson with the Intu deal that's panning out. And also this morning, French company Unibail Rodamco, I can't pronounce it, but there we are, with a $24.7 billion bid for Westfield, the Australian company, obviously owner of various shopping centres. I'm glad to say I've never been to one of them in the UK. There will be consolidation in the sector, and I've said before.
Yes, because that's almost counterintuitive given where interest rates are tending to go. So it's interesting to see that, isn't it?
Yes, I think they've just been out of favour, the commercial property sector in the UK. But as you rightly say, if we see interest rates push up, then not great.
Well, that's probably bad news for all stocks.
Yes.
But yeah, they have been out of favour.
Understood.
So, core number, 7.7 what?
Well, I've picked this out. It's 7.7%. It was in the FT today. Now, this is a survey by a company called FactSet. Now, they've approached a lot of predominantly US fund managers, and they've collated their projections for the S&P 500 for 2018, and the aggregate projection is for a rise of 7.7% for the S&P in 2018. This bull market, I believe one of the longest in history, if not the, is...
It's the second longest and will be the longest if we get to August.
Understood.
So up another 7.7, but sell before your summer holidays. Perhaps.
Yes, maybe. But very interesting to see. And we're going to see over the coming week the projections for 2018... maybe talking their own book, but fund managers are still bullish.
Well. Well, thank you very much indeed. And let's see, the economic calendar. We've got PPI at 1:30. Anything exciting to think about there or not?
No, I mean, to be honest with you, it's another data light day.
Yep.
Look out for Draghi's speech. He may drop in an indication of where the ECB are looking with regards to the QE on Thursday. But I think the major data is the Fed tomorrow, ECB and Bank of England on Thursday. They are the updates that you need to be looking out for, and they will drive the markets. We haven't even touched on Bitcoin today, probably the first morning show that we haven't. That seems to be settling down, but I'm sure we'll get some more headlines of that.
Yeah, that's this minute. Well, Matt, thank you very much indeed. And that's our roundup for this morning.